This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
It's Pretzelfest at Frisch's, and we're celebrating fall with our new Pretzel Bacon Beer Cheeseburger. Made to order with a fresh, never-frozen beef patty topped with American cheese, crispy bacon, onion rings, and warm, gooey beer cheese on a fresh pretzel bun. Oh, yeah! Or get the party started with an order of our new soft pretzel sticks, served with a side of warm beer cheese. Festive, delicious, and sure to become your new fall favorites. It's Pretzelfest at Frisch's. Stop in or order online at frisch's.com, DoorDash, and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This scores.broadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It is another beautiful night, gorgeous evening for high school football once more here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee from Anna. Tonight, the Anna Rockets take on the Versailles Tigers as we renew the Anna-Versailles football rivalry. The two schools only about 25 minutes or so apart. The boys and girls hoops rivalries are very good. The two clubs are members of the Football Strong Midwest Athletic Conference. Anna Smarting from a 49-14 thumping handed to them by Versailles a year ago. A lot on the line tonight as Versailles tries to bounce back from a 14-13 one-point heartbreaking loss to Marion Local. Anna perhaps best game of the year last week, clobbering Delphin St. John's 39-0.
Well, they're going to need to score points tonight. That's a fact. And Versailles, they're kids. I think they probably, after that game, they were down. But they're ready to play football tonight. I don't think last week's loss is going to have any effect on this game. Anna's going to have to play good defense, not give up the big chunk plays defensively. And I think if they do that, they can hang.
I think first down will be extremely important. Versailles has been run heavy all year so far, blending in the pass a little more frequently lately. In fact, two TD scores through the air by Versailles against Marion Local last week.
But Versailles thrives on that first down run play, Chuck, of 5, 6, 7 yards. Anna's got to keep it to 4 or less. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like last Saturday night with those two drives that Notre Dame had. Boy, they just were picking up 5 and 6 yards on first down, and you're in trouble defensively if that happens. Anna can't let that happen tonight.
As I mentioned, Versailles nipped Bemarion Local by a point last week. 2 TD strikes from the very good Versailles quarterback Michael Osborne to receivers Zach Meyer and Lane Bergman. That second one came very late in the game, and it preceded a missed extra point that would have tied the game and sent the contest into overtime. Versailles also missed a field goal in that game. Talking about missed kicks, Anna too often this year has been posting 6s on the scoreboard and not 7s often enough. Good start last week against Delphi St. John's, but 12 points to show for it in the first period.
Well, yeah, I mean, you think extra point automatic, not so much in high school. And they're important. I mean, it's, I know it's just 1 point, but they add up, and ask for sales how important 1 point is.
And I will ask Nick Marino, 9-year head coach of Anna, in a few minutes, Chuck, about the meaning of complementary football special teams.
Yep, absolutely.
These two clubs stand at records of 5-1 and 3-3, respectively, for Anna and Versailles. Anna Rockets, even with New Bremen in the Midwest Athletic Conference standings. I might note that, yeah, it is an MAC strong conference in football, an understatement. Coldwater second in the state, according to the Coaches Association, in D5. Versailles number one in Ohio in D6. Marion Local number one in the state in D7. Coldwater, Marion Local sit atop the Midwest Athletic Conference standings with marks of 4-0. Versailles and Minster 3-1. Anna and New Bremen at 2-2. We've got two of the best rushing teams in the MAC going at it here tonight, head-to-head. Versailles first in the Midwest Athletic Conference, 205 yards per game on the ground, and a third at 168. The two clubs are down the scale, though, in the passing department in league action. Anna seventh and Versailles 10th. Scoring offense, Versailles third, Anna fourth. Could be, Chuck, a high-scoring game here tonight. Those numbers would indicate so.
Well, that'll be fun. I mean, the field looks like it's in pretty good shape. Yep. I walked across the two after you mentioned it, and there are some chunky spots out there. But for the fact that this is the seventh game of the year, a grass field, it's in great shape.
We've got conversations with both head coaches coming up in just a few minutes. Fifth-year head coach at Versailles, Ryan Jones, and ninth-year head coach at Anna, Nick Marino. I'm Jack with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This is, I'm Jack Kramer, along with Chuck McBee, back here at Anna. Chuck, just a few short years ago, Anna won the D6 state championship, going 14-1, beating New Middletown Springfield in the state title game up at Canton. That was in Division 6. And just 2 years ago, Versailles took home all the marbles in Division 5, right, defeating Kirtland 20-16.
Well, Anna team, I was absolutely thinking about that as I pulled into town and I saw the state championship board when you come in. That was the most dominant run that I've ever been a part of that year. They had four of their last five games were running clock, including the state championship game.
Yep.
They were just unstoppable.
This year's edition of Nick Marino's Anna Rockets, led by Alex Shappy at quarterback, coming off a game last week against Delphi St. John's, during which he threw for 244 yards, rushed for 108. Anna got off to a tremendous start in that game, scoring three first-half touchdowns in beating Delphi's 39-zip. I talked with Coach Marino just a few days ago.
Got it rolling a little bit, and I was glad to see us get it going through the air and defensively continuing to play pretty good run defense especially.
After the game against Minster, a loss on the road, what were the points of emphasis prior to Delphi St. John's? Obviously, the club played extremely well and responded.
Yeah, we went, a lot of things we didn't do well against Minster is kind of what we wanted to respond with, by tackling the quarterback better, making sure we got a little bit more pressure, and then playing a lot better pass defense too. So I thought we saw improvement in all those areas, and we're going to need that, especially looking at Versailles tonight.
Any highlight some of the personnel for Anna who performed nicely on the field for you against the Blue Jays?
On the offense side of the ball, I thought our quarterback had a nice game. He was our leading rusher. Had 108 yards rushing, which is really good for him. Did a nice job, and then we found some we targeted a couple good receivers, too, with Trey Heitkamp had a nice night. Had two touchdowns through the air, and Noah Oftehauer had a touchdown in the air, and both guys were over 100 in receiving.
Take a moment and talk about the kicking game. I know you've made a change there, scoring a lot of touchdowns, but maybe too many sixes in previous weeks, not enough sevens.
Yeah, we got to be consistent about that. We've moved to Colton Hengstler there. He's doing it as a freshman. He's going to step in. I think he'll do a real nice job of that. We got to be consistent, though, and it's got to be in the snap game, the kick game. It's got to be all parts of that together. So yep. we got to do that. And then I kind of forgot a minute ago to highlight a couple guys defensively. If I could say, Alex Popham has done a real nice job on defense. He's leading our team in tackles. Had a couple guys with interceptions last week. Jacob Taylor. Clay Cummins, and then on the D line as well, Nolan Wilt, he's leading us in tackles for loss, doing a nice job, and Mason Hughes last week had a real big night with a sack as well.
I know in that game we covered on the road at Minster, you turned in, I think, three interceptions in about a 9 or 10 minute stretch of that game. Heitkamp made a fabulous play, over the shoulder interception deep in the secondary.
Yeah, he did, and he's actually made the transition to corner now for us, so looking to shore up our pass defense a little bit more with him there, and he's doing a real nice job there. We're hoping to be able to take away some people's number one receivers with that.
Coach, I hear the phrase often, complementary football. What does that mean to Coach Marino?
I mean, you got to play well on both sides of the ball. You got to run it well. You got to pass it well. You got to do things to complement that. And we need to pick up a run game a little bit. We struggled maybe the last couple weeks with that. So that needs to improve a little bit for us to be a little more complementary.
Coach Nick Marino, year number 9, head coach of Anna football, our guest before tonight's game between Anna and Versailles. Tigers, potent club, ranked top one or two in the state in Division 6, coming off a loss to Marion Local 14-13, perhaps smarting from that a little bit, but you know you will get the Tigers' very best shot tonight.
Absolutely. They're a really good football team. The quarterback's a special athlete. We got to make sure we get him, we contain him, get to him, and so forth. They got a nice solid line. They run the ball well. They do a lot of things that are good football teams. teams do. And on the other side of the ball, they're pretty stout against the run and physical as a group.
You've played three or four very good clubs already this year. Brookville, of course, Coldwater, Minster on the road. Where does the Versailles opponent tonight compare with those three teams? Are they a blend of them?
Yeah.
Are they better than that trio of teams?
I think they're maybe a more complete put-together team than the ones you've mentioned, but I would say a little different style. You're not going to have the Minster's a style. The quarterback could drop the ball in a bucket, and this quarterback's more of a runner, less of a thrower. So you're looking at a different style of play. Same thing with Coldwater. They threw it real well. This might be comparable mostly to Brookville, I guess, in terms of the physicality of the run game and so forth. So, but a very complete team when you look at them.
Head coach Nick Marino of Anna highlighting toward the end of the conversation the quarterback for Versailles, Michael Osborne, very speedy, strong QB, lugging the football, likes to rush it, will take it around the end, will bolt up the middle between the tackle and center. 7.5 yards per rush on the year for Osborne. Joel Garrett, feature running back, 6.5. That's what Anna's defense has got to deal with, Chuck.
Yeah, they're going to run the ball well, and I'll tell you, you can't take their passing game, because just as soon as you start cheating up, they got A.J. Griesdorn out there on the side, and he's as good a receiver as there is in the league.
Yeah, Griesdorn's caught 16 balls on the year, and Jace Watrin's caught 9. Watrin was outstanding in the season, second game of the year on the road at Fort Loramie. Brian Jones, fifth-year mentor of the program at Versailles, very pleased with his club's development over the course of 6 games, despite the loss of 1-pointer last week to Marion Local. The Tigers are improving incrementally, game by game by game.
Well, you know, I think we've made improvements each week, which is really what our goal is. You know, it's a long season, and we just want to get better each day. So we try to judge our success based on that. And, you know, I think we've been able to do that. And that starts with the attitude the kids have during practice. And are they getting the most out of every rep? Are they paying attention to the game plan? Are we seeing the same mistakes week in and week out? If you are, then that's a problem. You know, we've got to, I tell them, let's fix this one and we'll move on to another mistake, because there's plenty to go around. So let's at least solve the ones that we're making now and move on to other ones. And, you know, I'm pretty happy with our progress. I think our defense really started off the season really well, playing in mid-season form, which was really nice, and it helped out our offense as we kind of got our footing. Got a lot of new guys on the offensive line, and had some skill positions there, and a new quarterback. So that defensive performance early on really helped us and gave us some margin of error on offense.
Hey, playing a team like Marion Local can't help but expose a few things, and here heading into week 7, that's probably good for you.
Yeah, you know, when you get a big challenge like that, and you got to play your best and start to see those things, because of the defense and the stress they put on you, because of the offense and the stress they put on the defense. So you start to see those cracks and those things show up, and you know now where to focus some effort in practice. You know, pretty happy. We're down 2 starters on the offensive line at left guard and at right tackle. I feel like those guys have played pretty well. Andrew Kaiser has replaced Caden Starkey at left guard, and Dan Waymire's replaced Alex Gilmore at right tackle. And I thought last week they played pretty well, considering a tough opponent and, you know, and being new, you know, and you want team chemistry there at the offensive line. The chemistry is very important because those guys got to be on the same page. So I was pretty pleased with the way they performed. Did we make some mistakes? Sure, you know, but I thought that we were able to run the ball at times pretty well. I thought Jimmy Schmidtmeyer, fullback, did a great job, and Joel ran really hard. So I was pretty happy with that, and our protection held up pretty decent against heavy pressure from Marion. They got a lot of different blitzes, and they can put pressure on you and go, and they're not afraid to go man coverage and send a lot of guys. So I thought we were able to execute for the most part there. You know, defensively, I thought we played well. Jim, you know, you asked who are some guys who are playing really well. Jimmy Schmidtmeyer is playing lights out. You know, him at the inside linebacker, he's just he's a football player, you know, and he's got a high IQ and he can get our defense in the right position a lot of times. And so he studies the film and he knows what's coming and he gets himself in a good position and he gets there quick and he's physical. He can take on blocks and he can make tackles. The secondary, I'm really happy with them. You know, we've forced quite a few turnovers this year, quite a few interceptions. Had one again last week. AJ Griesdorn had one. And, you know, so those guys making turnovers. We've had a few offensively. Mike has thrown a couple picks, threw one last week. You know, those have hurt us at different moments in the game. So we got to try to eliminate that. You know, one of the things with Mike being such an athletic quarterback, he can extend that play, and he's got confidence in him. And sometimes, you know, we got to rein that in and live to fight another down. But he's done a great job back there. And I think as we've gone through the last few weeks, our pass game has really progressed. We saw it with Parkway. We kind of had kind of a coming out against Parkway as far as the pass game is concerned. And, you know, Mike has a really good arm, and we haven't had to show it too much in the first few weeks of the season because we were running the ball very effectively. Defense was playing really well. So that's something we really continue to work on because we know we need that in those big games. We needed it last week, and we were able to make some big plays. We had two touchdowns through the air last week, and so I think that shows that Mike and those skill guys at receiver, A.J. Griesdorn, Jace Watrin, Lane Bergman, those guys have done a great job, and they're getting better each week. They're understanding how to get open, they're understanding leverage of the defense and just how to get in the space and developing that chemistry and timing with Mike. And so we continue to make improvements there, and that's kind of what we've been working on.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Very good crowd on hand. Perfect night for high school football. Homecoming at Anna's Booster Field. Versailles Tigers are in town. Big Midwest Athletic Conference game. You may have heard both head coaches in the previous several minutes highlighting turnovers, takeaways. Each team doing quite well in that department this year. Versailles plus 8, Anna plus 7. Big week last week for Shelby County football programs, which went 4-0. Sydney beat Greenville 49-7. Fort Loramie topped Talawanda 34-19. Of course, Anna, as we've noted, defeated Delphi St. John's 39-0. Bill Zimmerman is the offensive coordinator, quarterback coach at Layman Catholic, who about this time of the year during the football season begins to fill us in on projections for computer rankings looking ahead in Divisions 2, 6, and 7. He also previews tonight's big games. 4-2 Layman hosts 5-1 Riverside tonight after the Cavaliers hung on to beat Bethel 31-27 last Friday.
Yeah, Bethel's a very formidable opponent. You know, they were 1-4 coming into the game, and I told the kids that this is probably the best 1-4 team that we've ever played. They are a solid football team. They had some injuries early on in the year, and so they dropped three straight, but then after they got a little healthy, they gave Riverside a heck of a game, and Riverside beat them by only 4 points, and then they tallied off a win the next week, and then against us, like you mentioned, they took the opening kickoff back and kind of set the tone of the game, and so we clawed our way back over top of them and then had a halftime lead and then came out and took a drive down and stuck one in the end zone right after half, and we're in control of the game. game, and then they came roaring back again, and they closed the gap. We were up 31-14 at one point, and they scored two unanswered on us and had us on our heels a little bit. Good football team, but also a good win facing some adversity for our kids. But we are standing fairly well in the playoff hunt, and we're technically still in the race for a conference championship, or at least a share of one.
Hey, biggest game statewide last Friday night, all divisions. May very well have been at Marion Local hosting Versailles. Flyers won it 14-13 in a one-point nail-biter. Versailles missed a field goal and an extra point.
Yeah, I have to admit that even while I was coaching against Bethel, when I had a couple of quick breaks, I was taking a peek at that score. I followed it at halftime a little bit just to see where they were at, and what a battle of of the Titans, the clash of the Titans between those two programs. Obviously, those two programs are two of the most formidable small school programs in the state of Ohio and have been for quite some time. I'm sure the 50-50 was quite large there.
Versailles on the road at Anna tonight. That, of course, is our scoresbroadcast.com game. Marion Local remains number one in this region of Division 7 and hosts Fort Recovery in the game tonight at the Flyers Field.
Yeah, Marion has a pretty good stranglehold on that number one seed right now, and they shouldn't have too big of a problem with Fort. Fort's winless this year. They're a little down from years past. There's moving on in that region. Ansonia is sitting at number two at 6-0. I foresee a pretty easy victory from them against National Trail here tonight. The number three seed is Riverside, and we at Lehman are going to take them on Friday. They're 5-1, very, very solid football team. Their only loss is to that Ansonia team I previously mentioned. And we're coming in at 4-2. That should be a real good battle, I believe. We've been a little down lately at Lehman the last few years. We did defeat Riverside last in 2019 in a great game that went into triple overtime that I was involved in. Then you got Minster. Minster is suffering an injury with Steffi at QB, but they're still sitting at number six. They're still definitely a player. They should be able to defeat Parkway, one would think, and go 6-1. They've got a couple tough games thereafter. Lormie has a pretty tough opponent in Norwalk St. Paul, who's traditionally a good small school power. That should also be a real quality game that'll have playoff impacts. Lormie's sitting at 13 in the region, and then New Bremen, who's also 3-3, is at St. Henry. I would think New Bremen could come away with that. St. Henry's a little down at 1-5 this year.
Division 2, Region 8 is interesting. Sydney sits at 4-2 on the road at Tip.
Yeah, that should be a good battle for both schools as well. They're both 4-2. They're both in the mix of playoff hunt for certain. Sydney's really coming around this year. They have, I think, three straight victories, this would be a great win for that program if they could get it. Also in D2, Troy and Xenia, which is the battle of the 7 and 8 seeds, that should also be a great game. I see Troy coming out on top there and going to 6-1.
Our two opponents tonight in our scoresbroadcast.com game are in Division 6, Region 24. Versailles is number 2 right now, and a number 7.
Yeah, and like I said, we talked earlier about Versailles. They are a powerhouse this year, giving Marion all they could handle last week. Anna's still quality football program. They're sitting at 7th, as you mentioned. They're 3-3. I see both of these teams easily walking into the playoffs, and Versailles will for sure, I would think, host a playoff game, and Anna's got a real good shot to do so as well, and both will be formidable opponents in that Region 24.
The 3-3 Anna Rockets take on the 5-1 Versailles Tigers, who are the heavy favorites here tonight at Anna's Booster Field. We've got starting lineups in the kickoff in just a few minutes here on Scores Broadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components, and I think they are on first down. Anna needs to get 5 or 6 yards to open up the playbook, run or pass. For Sales Tigers, have preferred to rush the ball in first down all year long. Anna's got to keep it to under 5 yards per carry on first down. Key building components for these two teams tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze in Arushi provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Arushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, and all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi.
Well, Trey Heikamp just saved a touchdown on the opening kickoff because he didn't make that tackle. They were gone.
Kickoff return by the Versailles Tigers from the 8 out to the 25. And that's where the visiting team starts. First and 10 near hash mark. Tackle for a loss in the offensive backfield. Setback of 3 on the play as Joel Garrett was pinned to the turf. In there on the hit for Anna, Alex Poppelman, as he throttled the ball carrier for a -3 on the game's opening play. Versailles attired in the away white jerseys. Black numbers, orange trim, black pants, orange helmets, black and white stripe. Anna has the home green jerseys going on, the white headgear, the white pants. Here is the quarterback, Michael Osborne, retreats to throw from his 13, flares it into the flat, caught at the 19-yard line, and immediately the receiver is wrapped up on the play. Poppelman again for Anna.
That's a terrific play right there. He was all over that.
And in two plays, Chuck, Versailles goes -3 and -3.
Yeah. A nice start. We talked about them getting off quickly. They have so far.
And we talked about the importance of first down for Anna's defense, not allowing Versailles to get into second and 4 situations all night long. Here is 3rd and 16 for the Versailles Tigers. Osborne back in his 10 to fire one. It's a looking in slant. It is caught at the 21-yard line by the receiver. He's got the middle of the field wide open. He steps on the gas, goes to the 30, spilled right there. Productive gain on third down by the Tigers, Chuck, but Anna knew where that first down stake was and prevented Versailles from getting the first down by about 4 yards.
Well, they ran that slip screen to Griesdorn. That was a good call. Anna played it very well.
Here is Griesdorn back in deep punt formation for Versailles. Boots it to about the 35-yard line. Anna hauls it in. And on the punt return, the Anna man who brings it back is spilled right at the 40. Good field position for Anna on the first exchange of the football.
That was a nice catch on that punt. I thought he should have got it into his arms. He caught it with his hands. That was pretty impressive.
Yep, well done by Zach Osborne of Anna, who's in the offensive backfield for the Rockets. Alex Chappie at quarterback. Aaron Chappie, Zach Osborne do the bulk of the running. Trevor Roberts at fullback. Here's a flat pass, 4 yards behind the line. There's a seam up the near side. And look at the receiver go. Well done by Anna. It was caught by Chappie out of the backfield. Alex to Aaron. And the play results in a nice gainer and a first down for Anna as it picks up a dozen. Versailles appeared to not be ready for that one.
It's a nice start for the Rockets, that's for sure.
48-yard line of Versailles. Four down linemen for the Tigers defensively. Alex Chappie, 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Pump fake, sprints to the right, rolls out near sideline into the Versailles bench. A scamper for 8 on first down for Alex Chappie. Receivers for the Anna Rockets, Noah Ofterhauer, Trey Heitkamp, and Clay Cummins. Offensive line has been nicked up with some injuries. And we'll highlight those for you in just a moment. Versailles nearly jumps offside. Second down and 3 for Anna at the Versailles 41. Good beginning to the game for the home team. We've played 2.5 minutes, no score. Anna's first possession after a 3-and-out by Versailles. Here's Anna bucking a run right up the middle. Osborne plows to the 39, decked right there. Third and 1.5 yards coming up for the green and white.
Obviously four down territory, so they can run the ball 2 more times here.
Defensively for the Versailles Tigers, along the line of scrimmage, you've got the likes of Colton Groff, Zach Cordonier, Dominic Meyer, Dominic Bargy, Leland Bolin. Linebackers Ross Francis, Levi Bargy, James Schmidtmeyer, and Blake Henry. Michael Osborne and A.J. Griesdorn man the secondary. Third and very short. Here's Alex Chappie firing. It's a quick hitter over the middle. Caught. Receiver wide open. It's Trey Heitkamp. He catches the hurl from Chappie at the 28, and he dances forward for 3 more, and he's got a first down. Griesdorn tripped him up. Osborne assisted. Not before Anna clicked again with a first down at the 25 of Versailles. 8:36 to go in the first quarter. Anna's initial possession, and it's a good one. Trips to the left for the quarterback, Chappie. Nobody in the offensive backfield with the Anna QB. He looks immediately to the right. Throws a strike to a receiver who catches at the 21. He's wrapped up right there. Minimal advance. Cummins hauled it in. Groff on the tackle for Versailles. Play does go for 4.5. Second down, a little more than 5 to go for a first down for Anna. Ball marked for play at the 19. So far, Chuck, Anna getting productive yards on virtually every play. Versailles on its heels, a flat beginning for the visitor Tigers.
Yeah, Anna very aggressive offensively and defensively.
Here's the snap back to Chappie. Chappie wriggles. It's a run all the way. Breaks a tackle at the point of attack. Stays on his feet. 12, 10-yard line. Inside it. Shoved out at the 8. Dominic Bard, you got a piece of him, but it's goal to go for Anna. Ball marked for play right at the 9. 7:30 to go here in the first quarter. Lengthy drive by Anna, which started at the Rockets 35. Here is Chappie, the QB, looks to his sideline. He's got Osborne behind him. Receiver left, receiver right. Two tight ends employed here. Snap to Chappie. Give to Osborne. Left tackle. He lurches forward down inside the 8. Might have gotten to the 7. It's going to be slow going from here on in as Versailles' defense stiffens. Second and goal for Anna at the 7.5 or 8-yard stripe.
If you're going to throw it, I think second down is your better choice than doing it on third down, especially if you're still in a 7 or 8 yard to go situation.
Yeah, third down, just too daggone predictable. You're right. Anna getting the play from the home sideline across the way. We're on the west side here at Booster Field, facing east. Tiger fans below us. Here is Chappie sending 1, 2, 3 receivers out to the left, and Anna takes a timeout. 6:54 to go. First quarter, no score. Anna on a march, facing second and goal inside the 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here come the Rockets back on the gridiron. Versailles Tigers defense sets up. Second down, goal to go for Anna. Versailles 7-yard line. 4.5 minutes into this game. Trips to the left for the quarterback, Alex Chappie. Receiver to the right is Heitkamp. Here's a pass in the left flat by Anna as the Rockets sent two receivers to the end zone. Threw it short behind the pair, but Versailles was all over it and sniffing it out nicely. Tackle made around the 5 or 6. Goal to go, Anna, from that spot.
That was well played defensively. I thought it was open, and all of a sudden there was two of them waiting for him.
It is outside the 5. Anna clearly in field goal range, but the Rockets simply have not been successful with place kicks. And who knows, they might go for it on fourth down if they can get inside the 5-yard line. Here's Chappie looking to throw. Fires end zone, back edge, intercepted by the Tigers. 1 yard from the back line. Well done by Versailles. Chappie threw late over the middle into a crowd, and Versailles takes over the football, 1st and 10, at the Tigers 20.
That was a great drive, and he just made one critical mistake there, and you hear all the time, if you throw late over the middle, bad things happen, and that was bad.
And there was an Anna receiver alongside the Tiger defender who simply had much better position.
Yeah, they had actually two people in front of the receiver.
And I think it was Osborne, the quarterback for Versailles, who plays extremely well in the secondary for the Tigers, who made the pick. Second possession for Versailles, running effort between right tackle and guard, and nudging forward is Schmidtmeyer for 3, and that's it. Second down and 7 for Versailles. We played half the first quarter, no score. Second possession for the orange and black. Quarterback Osborne looks to the near sideline for the play call. Receiver flank of the near side, Lane Bergman. He had a touchdown reception last week for Versailles against Marion Local. In fact, he is the lone man flanked. Snap back to Osborne. He gives left tackle, hole opens. Ball carrier slices through, upended over the 25 at the 27-yard line. It was Blake Henry who crashed across the line of scrimmage, leaving Versailles about 3 yards shy of the first down marker. Ball marked for play at the 27. Possession down here for the visiting team. 3rd and 3. 27-yard line of the Rockets.
I'll say Clay Cummins made a nice tackle on it. I thought it was a wide open, and boy, he closed the hole quickly.
Yep, open field tackle by Cummins as he filled the gap. Here's Osborne, wants to run around left end. He gets a block in the offensive backfield. Tight ropes the sideline, stays in bounds. 30, 35, nailed at the 39. Well done by the speedy QB, Osborne of Versailles. 1st and 10 at the Tigers 39. 4:15 to go in a quickly played first quarter, no score. Versailles registering a first down, a yard shy of the 40. Offensive line, Dominic Meyer at center. The guards, Andrew Kaiser and Zach Cordonier. The tackles, Dominic Bargy and Dan Waymeyer. Here is a ball thrown by Versailles, and it is caught near sideline, 45-yard line. Tackle made near the 50. Watrin hauled it in. He was available, got a few yards after catch. First and 10 Tigers right at midfield on the near hash. Osborne, the quarterback for Versailles, likes to spread it around. He'll hit to Griesdorn, Bergman, Watrin. A lot of time for Osborne in the pocket. Airs one out, a long high throw. Near sideline for Griesdorn. Down inside the 20, but it's 2 yards too far. Osborne went for the whole distance on that play as he had time in the pocket. That was a fly pattern by Griesdorn, who stands about 6'3", and he zipped down the near sideline. Coverage by Anna.
Keith Homan is who I got out here. I think he was the one, number 10. No, wait, that's 19. Their numbers are hard to read. 19, 18. Whoever this is, made the play.
Pretty good coverage by the Rockets. Cummins was beaten by maybe a half step. Ball overthrown. Second and 10. Osborne a pitch in the offensive backfield. And the runner is Henry. Hits one of his offensive backs, blocking, stays on his feet, gets over the 50, and is knocked down at the 48. He garnered 2, 3rd and 8. And with that incompletion on first down, Chuck, it put Versailles in a little hole behind the chains, and that's what Anna's got to do all night long. Keep those yards and first down by Versailles' offense to a minimum, if possible. Passing down here, 3rd and 8. No score. 3:17 to go first quarter. Here's a fake handoff by Osborne. He throws between the hash and numbers near side. Griesdorn, yes. Good catch at the 37. He's hit and dropped at the 34. He was between a cornerback and a safety, and Osborne threw it on the mark.
Yeah, he found the open spot, and Osborne hit him perfectly. Good play.
Big third down completion for the Tigers. 1st and 10 from the Anna 33. 2:55 to go in the first quarter. Dual receivers to the right. Handoff offensive backfield by Versailles. Osborne deals to the ball carrier. It's a good run. Splashing through outside right tackle goes Schmidtmeyer. He broke a tackle at the 25. Heitkamp caught up with him. Finally tripped him up down inside the 20 at about the 17-yard line. Blocking Stellar along the line of scrimmage on that play for Versailles.
As soon as he hit the hole, he had 10 yards before somebody touched him.
1st and 10, Tigers. Short drop by Osborne. Looks end zone. Now he's got to scurry out of the pocket and throw on the run. Rifles it over the head of Bergman at the goal line, who is angling toward the pylon. Pretty good coverage by the Anna Rockets, who had some heat on Osborne. Elliott was in pursuit. Osborne had to whip it on the run and couldn't find his man, who ran out of real estate. Ball intended for Watrin. 2nd and 10, Versailles, and a 17-yard line. Osborne has employed a couple of tight ends on this play. Receiver split, 12 yards left, 12 yards right. Osborne has Blake Henry alongside him. Play action, fake to Henry. Osborne retreats. He's 10 yards behind the line. Arches one down inside the goal line.
Ooh.
And it's nearly intercepted by Anna. Oh, it was in the hands of the receiver and out. Taylor nearly made a pick. The ball was wide of the receiver for Versailles. 4 or 5 yards deep in the end zone. Taylor had it in his grasp.
Yeah, he cut it. Nice job. I think he just looked up to see if there was any open green and just dropped it.
Incompletion halts the clock. 3rd and 10, Versailles. Line of scrimmage, the Anna 17. 2:14 to go here in the first quarter. Let's see what's up the sleeve of Coach Ryan Jones here. Trips to the right. Receiver flanked wide left about 12 yards. And here is the quarterback firing a quick hitter over the middle. No good. Anna defended it well. It was tipped on the play by Anna. Play was aborted. Anna's defense stopped it cold. It was like the Rockets knew what was coming, and now Versailles confronts a 4th and 10 from the Anna 17. No field goal try here.
Anna had two players that got their hands on the ball that time, just could not pull it in.
Versailles must reach the 7 for a first down. 4th and 10, 17 of Anna. Osborne in the pocket, fires a pass, angling receiver in the end zone, leaps and cannot reel it in. It is no good. Incompletion. Intended on the play for Bergman. Anna stiffens.
Bergman was open. The pass was just about 5 yards out in front of him. He ran a slant, and he was there. He just didn't hit him.
Nope. Pass was off the mark. Had it been on the button, it could have been 6. Each team's defense denies the other's offense, which gets into the red zone. Back-to-back possessions. Anna and then Versailles. Neither team gets points. We're down to 2 minutes left in the opening quarter. Anna takes over on its own 17-yard line. Chappie back at his 10 to throw. Fires near hash, 35-yard line, off the fingertips of the receiver. No good, incomplete for Taylor. Boy, Taylor's had an interception, and that reception right there, right off his mitts.
Yep. That was right down the seam, and he was open. The pass was just it would have been a really good catch.
Glue on the fingers, not quite sticky enough. 2:01 left, opening quarter, 2nd and 10. Anna at the Rockets 17. Zip, zip, deadlock, no score. Chappie, short drop at his 12. Fires, middle of the field, quick slant. Receiver has it at the 23-yard line, and he's buried immediately.
That was Griesdorn, and boy, he hit him right as he caught it.
Griesdorn popped Ofterhauer, receiver for Anna. Game good for 6, 3rd and 4, Rockets. Line of scrimmage, the Anna 23. Final 90 seconds, first quarter, no score. Chappie's got a trio of receivers to the right, a duo to the left. He's back inside his 20. Short drop, looks middle of the field. Now he's going to scramble right up the gut. Oh, he's got a gaping hole. Makes the man miss. Big Alex Chappie storms to the 35 and the 40. Good run by Chappie as he rumbles for 17.
He had a couple of people that had a shot at him, and he did a great job of making two defenders miss him.
He ran for over 100 yards last week for Anna against Delphi St. John's. A minute to go, first quarter, no score. Receivers left and right for Anna. Quarterback Chappie at the 36. Long snap count. One step drop. Long fly pattern left side of the field. Overthrown out of bounds at the 30. Ofterhauer was sprinting. Good coverage by Griesdorn. That's a good matchup right there. Both young men, 6'2", 6'3", Ofterhauer and Griesdorn. And I'm sure that's not the last time tonight Chappie will throw that direction. For Sales Tigers defense, mighty strong. Played Marion Local right down to the wire last week. 50 seconds to go, opening quarter. 2nd and 10, Chappie fakes in the offensive backfield and keeps. He barrels around right in, stays on his feet, chugging to the 45, pushing to the 49. Shy of a first down by 1. Final 35 seconds, opening period. Heck of a first quarter, Chuck. Fine football game.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of offense for it being 0-0.
Anna Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Clock running 25-24, late first quarter. 3rd and 1 yard. Chappie in the spread will take the snap at the 45. Looks across the way, and a flag is thrown. Let's see what's been called. Ooh, a costly 5 against Anna.
Called an illegal substitution.
You break the huddle with 12. That's a penalty. Substitute illegally. That's a penalty. We've seen a few of those called this year. Not every crew calls it consistently the same way.
No, you got to know what they're going to call, though. Get ready. They're going to let this run down now, I think, and be the end of the quarter.
First quarter comes to a close. Anna will confront a 3rd and 6 when we start the second. No score at Anna for Sales and Anna 0-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the tomahawk burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BrukensPub.com.
A new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless. More about Francis Manufacturing in a moment. First play, second quarter, 3rd and 6, Anna from the Rockets 44. Shappy in the pocket, throws immediately, a lateral pass behind the line of scrimmage. Receiver catches it to 40. It is Zach Osborne, and he tightropes the far sidelines in front of the Anna bench. He gets about half of what he needed, Chuck. He had to have 6. He got 3. Anna short.
I think he got a punt.
And the Rockets are in deep punt formation. Aaron Chappie back at the 35 to do the booting. It's a line drive kick end over end, and it hits at the 20-yard line, caught on one bounce by the Versailles deep man, and it's a real good return up the near hash mark to the 30-yard line, the 35. Tackle made at the 37-yard line.
I tell you, that took a really nice hop for Bergman, because that also, if that would have taken a better hop, it might have gone over his head, but it went right to him. Nice return.
Yep, head high. He fielded the ball. It got to him in a hurry, because it was a low trajectory boot, and Bergman scurried back out to the 36. Good field position for Versailles. Starting play here in the second quarter, a nothing tie. Each team's had the ball twice. No points on the board yet. Here is Osborne. High snap from center. Gives to the ball carrier. Not much running room. What hole was there? Anna plugged up right now. Joel Garrett trudged between right tackle and guard and was shoved down at the 38.
Run down by number 40, Trevor Roberts.
Second down and about 9 to go for a first down. Trevor Roberts stood up the ball carrier. Tigers to the line of scrimmage, 38-yard line. Anna Rockets defensively, Nolan Wilt, Caleb Kenton, Nolan Howell, Alex Poppelman, Trevor Roberts. Up front, here's a broken tackle in the offensive backfield, and the ball carrier for Versailles hustles to the near side. He's over the 45, outside the hash mark, on the numbers. Tackle made at the 48. It's a first down.
Should have been a sack, turned into a first down.
Well done on the play by Osborne, who kept the football. He has got speedy wheels. He flashed him right there. First and 10, Tigers, 2 yards short of the 50. Trips to the left. Osborne's got Henry alongside. Osborne wants to throw in first down. Plenty of time in the pocket, I should say. Long looping pass down inside the 20, and it's caught. Wow, what a catch on the play by Versailles. Beautifully done by Lane Bergman. He high-pointed that ball at the perfect spot, Chuck, and simply outleaped Anna's secondary. Fantastic play by Bergman. Late throw by Osborne, who threw it up and said, hey, center fielder, go get it for my team.
Well, Heitkamp was there, but Bergman made the play on it.
First and 10 for the Tigers. Line of scrimmage inside the Anna 20. One receiver wide right. That's Bergman. Here is Garrett alongside the quarterback, Osborne. Garrett gets the call. He hangs onto that ball for dear life, bounces up the middle. He's got about four or five. Opening 2 minutes, second quarter. Versailles threatening seriously. Second down, 6 yards to go. Line of scrimmage marked for play at the Anna 13. Fine run by Osborne. Good pass by Osborne to Bergman. Key plays in this drive for Versailles after a good punt return. Got it going. Hand off Garrett, left tackle and guard. He's got an opening, stays on his feet, pounding down to about the 6, and he has got the first down. Goal to go, Tigers. 9:22 to go, first quarter. Versailles trying to register the game's first points. Ryan Jones, fifth-year head coach for Versailles, motioning the play in from the sideline. Receiver Bergman, 15 yards to the right, two tight ends employed. This is a running play for Osborne and company here. Handoff, misdirection, offensive backfield, and the ball carrier is stoned at about the 8, pushed back to the 10. Let's see where it's marked for play. Joel Garrett had no room blocking up front for Versailles. Was handled nicely by Anna's defensive interior. Good play by Poppleman for the Rockets. It's going to be second down and goal from the 8.5-yard line. 8:35 to go, second quarter, no score. Versailles Tigers trying to record the first points of this game. It's a nothing-nothing deadlock. Kriesdorn flanked 12 yards to the right. Two receivers left for Osborne. No doubt a passing down here. He's got a slot to the right. Osborne fakes the inside handoff. He'll gives it to the ball carrier. He's got running room between left tackle and guard. He slithers down inside the 5. Nice to the 1. Wow, executed beautifully by Versailles' offensive line. Goal to go from about 4 feet away for Versailles. 7:56 left, opening quarter. Versailles trying to dent the goal line for the game's first TD. Tigers to the line of scrimmage. Under center is Osborne. Robust formation. Two tights. Here's the handoff. In the middle, ball carrier Garrett. He's plowing down near the 1 foot line. Doesn't get in. Fourth down coming up and less than one to go for a score for the Versailles Tigers. One heck of a high school football game in the Football Strong Midwest Athletic Conference here tonight. Fourth down for Sales. Tigers go for it. Ball marked for play inside the 1. Osborne under center. Here's his cadence. Handoff, offensive backfield. Ball carrier, left guard. Chews up the final 3 feet, and he's got it. Touchdown for Versailles.
Well, they did as much as they could, but when you're running 3 plays from the 1, you're going to give up something.
Joel Garrett pounded in for the score. He's on to try the PAT here for Versailles, which leads it 6-0. Just over 7 to play, first half of this game. Boy, the points after so critical. A miss hampered Versailles last week. Anna has not made several kicks in the last few weeks. And this boot is low. Anna gets a piece of it. It's deflected and missed. It fails.
He just looked like he was thinking about that.
6-0 Versailles over Anna. 7 minutes, 16 seconds to go. First half of play on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect.
If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Versailles Tigers kicking off after tallying the first touchdown of this game, 6-0 Tigers, nearly 5 minutes into quarter number two. We will highlight Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney for you in just a moment, noting the fine 17-yard run earlier this game by Alex Shappy of Anna. Here is the kickoff, 2 yards deep in the end zone, and the Rockets will start first and 10 out at the Anna 20. 17-yard run by Alex Shappy, Anna's biggest play of that first period. It was a fine romp by Shappy, got a big first down, got Anna out of a hole deep in its own end of the field. That was a wise play call, and that was the Wisebridge play of the first quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp, member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Anna on first and 10 throws. Here's that fly pattern for Oftrauer, out of bounds at the 50. Second time Anna's gone to that here in this game tonight. It is a 6-0 lead for Versailles. 5 minutes gone here in quarter number two. Thanks so much to Wisebridge. Make your next play call to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. It is second and 10 for Anna, line of scrimmage, the Rockets 20. Anna's moved the ball well in this game through a quarter and a half, Chuck.
Well, yeah, they had 83 yards in the first quarter.
Yep.
Just didn't put it in the end zone.
Here is Shappy in a little bit of a hole, second and 10, sprinting out of the pocket to the right. Looks long down the middle of the field. He's bottled up in the backfield. There's a flag for holding. Shappy eventually wrapped up at about the 17-yard line. Let's see what results. Down the middle.
They pulled the ball away from him, and a lineman grabbed it.
That's the reason the marker went down. Yep. At the spot of the fumble. Versailles had double coverage on Heitkamp down the middle of the field. Shappy simply could not find him open at all. And now Anna is in a bit of a trouble spot here, facing third and 12 outside its own 15-yard line. Versailles leads 6-0. Middle part, second quarter. Snap to Shappy. He's at his 10. He's running out of the pocket. Stumbles, staggers. He's way back behind the line of scrimmage. Versailles picked up the loose football and ran it into the end zone. Flags all over the place. One during the play, a couple after the play. Let's see what results. A big defensive score, it appears, for Versailles.
Yeah, he spiked the ball after he scored. That's going to be unsportsmanlike conduct on the kickoff.
I did not pick up the numerals of the young man who picked up the loose leather.
Ross Francis.
Great play by Ross Francis of Versailles. Shappy had it stripped way back behind the line. He was going in reverse, trying to spot a receiver downfield. And Versailles had one heck of a defensive rush on Shappy and pried the ball free. Ross Francis got it down inside the 10, and he galloped into the end zone. The score is 12-0 in favor of Versailles, and the penalty will be administered on the point after.
I've never seen that, unless they didn't count the touchdown.
Scoreboard reads 12-0. Ball marked for play for Versailles inside the 20 at the 18-yard line. And I am still going to go with what the scoreboard says. Yep, here's the holder and the place kicker for the Versailles Tigers, Joel Garrett, who will smack it from the 25-yard line. This is a 35-yard extra point, middle of the field. His First extra point try tonight a moment ago was deflected by Anna. This one by Garrett. It's hooking toward the left upright. Does it stay inside the post? It does. 35-yard PAT by Garrett. For Sales, 13, Anna nothing. With 6:18 to go, first half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
And thank you, Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, where the production standard is extremely high. It's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, established in 1946. It has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to support them. Kickoff by Versailles, not a good one, out of bounds. Anna gets possession by Rule at its own 35-yard line. Rockets all of a sudden, after a well-played first 15, 16 minutes of this game, are in a 13-0 hole. Middle part, second quarter. Chappie off target. He airs one out into the left flat, wide of the mark. Poorly thrown, second and 10, Anna at the 35-yard line.
Threw it way too hard for as close as Cummins was to him.
And threw it behind him. Had he let him out in front, the play might have been worthy of a 4-yard gain. Trips to the right for the QB, Chappie. Second down and 10, 35-yard line on Anna territory. Versailles leads 13-0. Slant pattern at the 40. Good coverage by Griesdorn of Versailles. Ball intended for Ofterhauer. No chance. Ball a little wide of the mark. Griesdorn on the receiver tightly like a glove. And it's third and 10, Anna, 35-yard line in Rockets territory. Big play here. Chuck, I don't know that you want to go three scores down to Versailles at halftime.
You know, down three scores, you might as well pack up the equipment, because Versailles isn't going to give up that many points.
Chappie at his 30 to take the snap from center in the spread. Chappie fires into the right flat. Completed pass at the 38th and a lateral. It's a good play up the right sideline. Rockets break it to the 50. 45-40. Out of bounds at the 39. It was Osborne on the receiving end of the pitch after the aerial was received. Didn't think there was enough real estate over there on the far side, Chuck, to make it happen, but there was a lane, and Anna took advantage. Huge play. How many yards? About 20, what?
It
About
was
24. 24.
Yep.
That'll be our Wisebridge play of the second quarter. 24-yarder hook and lateral. Osborne on the receiving end of the pitch out after the ball was caught. Anna running, Osborne wriggling through a hole. 39-38, lurches to about the 37. He garners a good gain. Second down, Anna. Rockets need six for a first down. We creep under the six-minute mark in the second period. 13-0 Versailles. Two receivers to the left for Chappie. Anna's last possession deep inside the Rockets 20. Chappie was stripped of the football on third down while going back to pass. Tried to break out of the pocket and had it taken away by Versailles and run into the end zone. Here is a short throw by Chappie. Good catch downfield at the 33 by Cummins. Stays on his feet. Digs to the 31. He is flushed out of bounds. Play is good for about six, leaving Anna short of a first down. No, the chain is advanced. First and 10 Rockets. Line of scrimmage, 31 of Versailles. Anna's short passing game has been pretty successful. Rockets unable to free off to Howard deep, though. Here is Shappy, looking quick again. Has a receiver from the slot. It's Heitkamp, angling toward the sideline. Catches down inside the 25. Spun out of bounds at the 22. Francis caught him. 5:12 to go, second quarter. Versailles 13, Anna nothing. A concerted offensive thrust here by Anna. Line of scrimmage, 22. Last play went for 9. Shappy at the helm. He's going to pitch it on second down and very short. Has a receiver, Heitkamp between the quarterback and safety. Down at the 14, turns upfield to the 10, lugs it to the 9. Right between the hash marks, center of the field. Goal to go, Anna. 9-yard line of Versailles. 5 minutes left here in the second period. Tough spot on the field from which to score in four plays, Chuck. 9-yard line.
That's about as hard as it gets.
Receiver right, receiver left. Boy, Anna's been prone to throw the ball often on this offensive set of plays down the field against Versailles. Steady D. Pitch out to the right, Osborne. He gets the corner turn, stays on his feet, barges down inside the 5, got to about the 3 or 4. 4:22 to go, first half of this game. 13-0 Versailles. Schmidtmeyer on the hit for the Tigers. Good run by Osborne. Boy, he is speedy. Two Osbornes in this game tonight.
Yeah.
Michael for Versailles, very fast. Zach for Anna.
Very talented.
Yep, talented, very quick as well. Goal to go inside the 5 for Anna. Big play here. Rockets need to make positive yards and get it down to the 2 or so. They run it between left guard and tackle. It is Osborne, and he is cut down at the 5. Might have lost one. Super penetration by the Tigers. That made it happen.
Yeah, he didn't even get a step. He took 2 steps, and he had a defender in his face.
Yep, Anna lost a yard and a half. Goal to go outside the 5. Anna had a fourth down pass play picked off in the end zone on its first possession here tonight. So Anna's moved the ball extremely well. Nothing to show for it. Trailing 13-0. 3:20 left, second quarter. Goal to go for the Versailles 5. Here is Shappy looking over the middle. No one home. He's going to run. He's squeezed at the 4-yard line. Very good coverage in the secondary by Versailles, which was wary of Shappy tucking and running, and they nabbed him. Ball marked for play at the 5 as a CSX goes roaring through Booster Field. And that's the kind of surge on the gridiron right now Anna needs from 5 yards away. Fourth down and goal. Trips to the left. Here is Shappy in the pocket back at the 15. He's got a receiver in the end zone. Ball hits him in the chest as the defender arrives. It's broken up. After hour, couldn't reel it in. Great defense for the Tigers, who hold and take over at the 5.
That was Griesdorn, and I talked about him before the game. Offensively, what a terrific cornerback he is. He got there exactly when the ball did.
Yeah, you talk about being on time. And Chuck, is that the second CSX in a row, or is that just one that's about 150 cars?
It's a big one.
We're down to 2:31 to go, second quarter. Versailles takes over at the Tigers' 5-yard line. Osborne under center. Ball carrier Schmidtmeyer slides ahead to about the 10 or 11. Second down coming for Versailles. Keep in mind, the Tigers received the kickoff to start the game and went 3 and out. So Anna will get the ball to begin the third quarter. Timeouts remaining, Chuck. What, 2 for Anna?
Yep, 3 for Versailles.
Yep. Tigers have the full complement of 3. And we got a flag flying in the air here. say, we've been doing business for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, across from Brookins. We'll style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway Styling Salon. Deb Gubo, the owner and stylist. Other stylists, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Osborne fake pitch, wants to run, springs it to the outside. He's stalled at the line of scrimmage. Then he goes down, knocked backwards to about the 11 or 12. Third down coming for the Tigers, 90 seconds to go in the second quarter. Third down play here. Boy, you would think Chuck Anna might use a timeout.
Thinking the same thing. They will at the end of this play, unless it's a first down.
Osborne with third down and about 3.5 or 4 to go. Seconds ticking off the clock. Versailles takes the timeout.
They were trying to reset the clock, but then Versailles wants to talk about it.
Our experience, your style at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Back in a brief moment, Versailles with a big third down upcoming, leading 13-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
And so many thanks to Barker Insurance, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Lines are down, 3rd and 3 for Versailles. Line of scrimmage, the 12. Tigers run around right in. It's Garrett. Garrett's got some blockers out in front, uses them well, gets to the first down stake, and churns beyond it. 1st and 10 Tigers, who may be able to run out the clock here late in the second quarter, leading 13-0. We're down to 66 seconds to go in the first half. Let's see if Versailles, Chuck, airs one out, takes a chance. Osborne rolling left behind the line. Safe pass, far sideline. Caught inbounds up at the 24 by Watron. He's toppled at the 26. Went into the boundary. Clock stopped at 50.4 to go here in the first half. Play went for more than 10. It's a first down. About a 10.5-yard gain. 26-yard line of Versailles. Finally, final 50 ticks on the clock here late in the second quarter. Tigers in front of Anna 13-0, scoring twice in the span of just a minute and a half or so in that second period. Here's a sideline throw by Versailles. It is good at the 35. Missed tackle. Receiver at the 40, 45 to the 50-yard line and over it. Watron again, good gainer. Anna didn't wrap up. 1st and 10, Versailles. 48 of the Rockets. 43.5 to go. Second quarter, and now out of the shadow of your own goalpost, Chuck, you go for broke.
Well, you got 2 timeouts left. You got time to run your plays.
Deep drop. Osborne looks left sideline. Anna's defender doesn't get his head turned. Caught, dead run. Inbounds at the 25. Wow, what a pass. Osborne to Watron. One-on-one coverage. Spot-on throw. And Anna's defensive back couldn't find the ball. And Versailles sets up shop now outside the 15.
31-yard pass after a 26-yard pass. 57 yards on the last 2 plays.
2 pass plays, 57 yards. I know one was to Watron, maybe both. Yep. Each one. Couple of big plays for the Versailles Tigers. And we'll highlight Wisebridge. 57 yards, 2 pass completions. Osborne to Watron, for the Versailles Tigers. Well done by Versailles. Two Wise play calls. And that was the Wisebridge play of the second quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Versailles Tigers in the huddle for a lengthy time here on the near sideline. Trying to push this lead out to three scores.
Still have two timeouts left.
Yes, good point. They can run it. Versailles with threat to run the ball with a couple of stops of the clock available. Osborne sprinting right, rolling, throws back against the grain. Oh, it's tipped off the fingertips of Bergman. It was behind him and on the rebound, nearly intercepted at the four. Close call. That's a no-no, Chuck. Rolling right, throwing back against the grain late over the middle.
Yep.
Second down and 10 yards to go for Versailles. Line of scrimmage, the Anna 15. Half minute to go here in the first half.
Well, Watrin moved way too soon on that last play. I'm surprised. I can't believe that the official on that side didn't throw the flag.
It all happened right in front of him. And maybe the distance away throws us off. Osborne, it's a dead run all the way by him. He calls his own number around left end. He's got an avenue. He breaks the tackle, stays on his feet, chugs down inside the 10, lunges to about the 5 or 6 yard line. Timeout called by Versailles. On the clock, 25.4 to go. Second quarter, Versailles 13 and a nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays, and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Phone 937-492-1857 for Barker Insurance. Osborne trapped in the pocket way back at the 20. Oh, he breaks contain. Look at him go. Angling down the left sideline toward the pylon. A dive and a score. Oh, what a play. Where was the line of scrimmage, Chuck, when that play started? 5 yard line. He turned it into about a 35 yard run. What a play with the legs of Michael Osborne of Versailles. And that trumps the throw to Watrin. That'll be our Wisebridge play of the third quarter. No, we've already done one for the second.
Yeah. Well, let's hope there's some good plays in the third quarter.
Wow, what a play by Osborne.
Great pressure on him, and he just sidestepped him, and what a sprint to the corner, because they had an angle on him.
Yep, speed deluxe exhibited there by Michael Osborne, the Versailles quarterback. Tigers go for two. Toss sweep to the left. Ball carrier chugging around the end, cuts it back, and slices into the end zone. Good run to Joel Garrett behind blocking left side of the line for the Tigers, who lead it 21-0. Final 18 seconds, first half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
The kickoff return by Anna from the one out to about the 23-yard line. Rockets have only 12.3 seconds with which to work. Anna does have a timeout remaining. Down 21-zip. Boy, the second quarter caved in on Anna, which fought Versailles to a 0-0 tie after the initial 12 minutes.
Yeah, it would have been nice if they could have scored on that first possession. Might have changed the complexion of the game, but Versailles is rolling now.
The Tigers are in charge. Anna runs right up the gut. Ball carrier bucks over the 30, 35, 37. Goes Zach Osborne of Anna as he trekked ahead for about 15 yards. First and 10 Rockets, final 5 seconds, clock running down. That's it. First half in the books. Homecoming night here at Anna. Versailles Tigers trying to spoil it. Versailles leads Anna 21-zip. All three touchdowns coming in quarter number two. They don't forget a big blowout sale going on now at Goffney Furniture and Mattress, West Michigan in Sydney. Prices rock bottom. Inventory is fantastic. One bargain after another. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. Goffney is family owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, West Michigan in Sydney. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale at Goffney Furniture and Mattress on West Michigan. Halftime upcoming. A conversation in several minutes with Keaton Metz, the new athletic director at Anna, who replaced Mike Muehlfeld, who was on board as the AD for 37 years and did a masterful job as Anna's athletic director. Keaton Metz, the new AD, he is our halftime guest during a recorded interview coming up in just a few minutes. Keaton, by the way, a Wapakoneta High School grad and also a graduate of the Miami of Ohio Sports Leadership and Management Bachelor of Science degree program. Halftime at Anna, 21-0 Tigers over the Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market. We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Booster Field in Anna. Halftime, Anna trails Versailles by a score of 21-0 as the Tigers hit the Rockets with three touchdowns, one a defensive score, all in the second period. Halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Well, first, tonight is the end of the Harvest Moons, and what a view we got over the press box at Anna across the way.
It's a beaut.
Amazing. 20 rushes for Versailles in the first half for 87 yards. He was 8 of 15 throwing it, 138, 225 total, 10 first downs, did not turn the ball over in the first half. And on the other hand, 12 rushes, 59 yards, 10 of 17 for 86 yards, 145 total, had 8 first downs, turned the ball over on an interception in the end zone, and a fumble on their own 5. So, for a touchdown. So those are two huge plays that are the reason they're down 21-0 here at the half.
Well, we talked about turnovers, takeaways in the pregame. Versailles plus 8 on the year coming into the game today. Anna plus 7. Versailles has improved on its plus 8.
Yep, they're plus 10, and Anna's now plus 5.
That's our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. 21-0 Tigers over the Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
We are the Amazing Glass Connection. Over the years, American Architectural Glass has finished hundreds of major glass installation projects, including the FC Cincinnati Soccer Complex and the B-Deck Suites at Ohio State's football stadium, and most recently at Nationwide Arena in Columbus.
Here at the Columbus Blue Jackets, as you can see, there's major glass installation that was completed in a couple of different phases by American Architectural Glass. They're over in Fort Lauderdale. Loramie, Ohio. Many new large attractive mirrors exist in this training facility, and they were expertly installed too.
This Blue Jackets coach highlighted the beautiful new aluminum doors and frames in the offices.
And they are also very functional and appealing, and our coaches are very pleased with how great this AAG project turned out.
The entryway to the Blue Jackets arena was enhanced with eye-catching appeal.
This custom-sized all-glass entrance from the Blue Jackets locker room to the ice arena is just awesome. Not sure this beautiful environment results in a few extra goals each night, but it sure puts some pep in the step of our players.
From storefront windows to entry doors, from wall panels to translucent panels, and from custom mirrors to custom insulated glass, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie does it all, often with Made in America products.
It's no wonder AAG is the industry's clear choice.
AAGinc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
And we welcome you back here to Anna's Booster Field. It's intermission, halftime break, 21-0 for Sales Tigers in the lead. We'll have a conversation with Keaton Metz, new athletic director here at Anna, in just a few minutes when we return on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigam.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
Our halftime score here on scoresbroadcast.com. Versailles 21, Anna nothing. Our halftime guest is Keaton Metz, new first-year athletic director at Anna, who this year is replacing Mike Muehlfeld, who retired after serving 37 terrific years as Anna's AD. Keaton, by the way, is a graduate of the Sports Leadership and Management Bachelor's Degree Program at Miami University in Oxford. I spoke with him just several days ago.
Tell me a little bit about your educational background. I know a Wapakoneta High School grad, played three sports, then on to Miami University in Oxford.
Yep, that's right. Like I said, graduated from Wapak in 2015. Had a brother and his now wife that were attending Miami University at the time, so I got to visit them a few times. Really enjoyed the campus. Kind of fell in love with it there. Once I got there, I really enjoyed their sport management department, otherwise known as the SLAM department, Sport Leadership and Management Department, knew that sports were something that I wanted to be involved in. Wasn't too sure where outside of graduation at that point what I wanted to be involved with. Always had the idea of becoming an athletic director, and ultimately that's what I decided on.
Played three sports at Wapak.
Yep, that's right. I was a football player in the fall, basketball player in the winter, and a baseball player in the spring. Couple pretty successful teams there through my 4 years of high school.
In transitioning into this position as athletic director here at Anna, you may have learned a little bit already from the 37 years of Mike
yep.
Muehlfeld in this job.
Yep, I don't think I don't know if there's anyone else in Ohio that. It probably has more experience in dealing with the adversity that comes with being an athletic director, and it's just been an absolute honor and privilege to replace someone with that much experience, and he's been just an amazing help with the transition, starting all the way back in June and July, and even to this day, he's just a phone call away, and he's just been very, very helpful to me, and I'm very appreciative of that.
And you're surrounded by many outstanding people here at Anna, including Superintendent Andy Bixler, of course.
That's right. Andy as well. He comes down about once or twice a week and just checks in with me, make sure I've got everything, you know, covered and taken care of, make sure we're both on the same page with everything, and he's just been a pleasure to work with as well.
Hey, a quick rundown of your varsity head coaches in your sports here at Anna High School.
Yep, so with leading our football team is Coach Nick Marino. Boys golf would be Brandon Cobb. Girls golf, Cole Maurer. Volleyball, Coach Kelly Zumberger. And cross country is led by Jeff Maurer.
Those, of course, are your fall sports. Looking ahead into the spring, new baseball and softball head coaches.
Yep, that's right. So one of my early tasks was to help find a new baseball and softball coach. So this year, Tony Metzler is replacing longtime head baseball coach Christian Althauser. And Brandon Cobb, who is our current boys golf coach, as I mentioned, is going to be replacing Mike Place at the helm of our softball team.
How about fall sports schedules for your teams beginning tomorrow through a week from tomorrow, next Saturday?
Yep, so our boys golf are at the Mercer Elks for the Nate Niekamp Invitational. That starts at 8:30. Girls golf at Lakeland for the Lady Falcon Invitational, also at 8:30. High school volleyball is taking on powerhouse New Bremen at 9. Soccer is at Bath at 10. On Monday, freshman football is taking on Fort Laramie at home at 5. Varsity soccer is taking on Bethel at 5:30. High school volleyball is taking on New Knoxville at 5:30. On Tuesday, high school and junior high volleyball are taking on Fort Laramie at 4:30. JV soccer is hosting West Liberty Salem at 5. Boys golf is at the Prairie View Golf Course at 4:45. On Wednesday, then, boys golf is at the Shelby Oaks at 4. Girls golf at Arrowhead at 4. Junior high and high school volleyball at Jackson Center at 5:30. Then on Friday, football is hosting Delta St. John's at 7 p.m.
How far out do you do scheduling for your sports teams? Basketball season for boys and girls starts in late November, early December, and I'm sure the scheduling for those two programs pretty solid. You're helped by the Shelby County Athletic League. Everybody plays each school twice in hoops, so that's 12 games right there, but you need to schedule another 10 for each program.
Yep, so that's right. Most of the actual scheduling for non-league games just comes down to reaching out to, most of the time for basketball at least, it's some of the MAC schools to pick up some of those non-conference games. But for the Shelby County Leagues, the in-conference, as you mentioned, all that's pretty well decided a couple of years in advance with a composite schedule. So all that's pretty well taken care of. It just comes down to finding those non-league opponents.
Of course, you'll be working with the Boosters organization here at Anna, too.
Yep, that's right. They've been a big help as well and very welcoming to me. I've been to a couple of their Wednesday night meetings, and it's a pleasure to work with them.
And we're playing this interview back at halftime of the Anna-Minster football game, which is mighty important for both schools. Anna's generated a lot of second-level points thanks to the win over Indian Lake, which has been successful since week number one. So this is a very important game. Perhaps the winner's got an inside track to a home game round one of the playoffs.
Yep, that's right. We started off with a good win over an Indian Lake team and then suffered a tough loss to Brookville there week two, and then ultimately another tough loss to Coldwater week three. Looking to get back on track, though, here.
Keaton, a brief overview of the family back home in Wapak.
Yep, so grew up in Wapak. Dad, both parents, mom and dad are both school administrators. Mom's a guidance counselor there at Wapak High School, and dad has been, he was at Shawnee and then has been in Salina the past 10-15 years as a assistant principal, high school principal, and then now he's the facilities manager working on the new building of the new schools.
And now they've got a route for two schools mighty hard, Wapakoneta and the Anna Rockets.
That's right. They usually take a look at the schedule and see what good games, good matchups are coming up, and that's kind of ultimately how they pick which game they're going to attend that night.
Oh, thank you so much. Keaton Metz, new athletic director at Anna High School, replacing Mike Muehlfeld, who served 37 years, and he was phenomenal at the AD job. Keaton is going to do fine. Really, really enjoy being around him. He will be a superb AD for Anna as well. Halftime here at Booster Field for Sales 21, Anna nothing. We'll return with a second half kickoff in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities, and it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Here we go on scoresbroadcast.com with the second half kickoff by Versailles. Returned by Anna from the 8, and it's a return right up the middle between the hash marks. Tackle made by Versailles at the 27-yard line on the Rockets. Zach Osborne has another, I think it's CSX number 6.
Yeah, there's a bunch.
That comes ripping through Booster Field right behind the west side press box here at the stadium. This one's going from south to north. The previous one went from north to south. And we'll probably have three or four more before the night's over.
I love it. Just, I love loud.
Well, Anna's offense needs to act like a locomotive here in the second half and barrel down the tracks and chew up yards, get first downs and touchdowns, trailing 21-0. Here is a running play. Osborne around right end. He carves up about 7 as he is tripped up at the 33 or 34, but the penalty marker would seem to indicate a hold on Anna in the offensive backfield, negating a good run by Osborne on first down. You know, every day banks support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Osgood Bank can help you achieve goals like going to college, opening a small business, buying a home, planning a wedding, having a baby, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all, from your first car to a new life after retirement. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member. Osgoodbank.com. Anna throwing on first down, getting first down all over again after the 5-yard penalty. And the Rockets go to the air, far side of the field, right in front of the Rockets bench. A good 20 yards downfield, broken up though by Versailles at the sideline. And Anna faces a second and 20. Line of scrimmage for the Rockets is right at the green and white 20-yard line. Anna lost the football in the second quarter in the red zone, backed up inside its own red zone, and the fumble recovery was turned into a scoop and score by Versailles, which gave the Tigers a 13-0 lead at that point. They added one more score late in the second period to go up 21-0, got the two-point conversion, Anna completes a nice pass here on second and long to Heitkamp over the middle to the 22. So it's third down and five for the Rockets. Possession play here. Four down linemen for Versailles. Chappie in the pocket. Throws middle of the field. Wide of the mark. And it is tipped into the hands of Griesdorn. Griesdorn back up the middle of the gridiron. Caught at the 35-yard line. Griesdorn picked again. And simply put, Chappie either led his receiver a little too far or the receiver shifted from a spot between the linebacker and cornerback, and Chappie didn't think he would move, but he did, and the pass was off the mark.
It was off the mark, and it hit Griesdorn right in the stomach.
Yep. That is what, to turnover number three by Anna in this game, Chuck?
Yes.
Line of scrimmage, Tigers inside the Anna 35. Here's a handoff, Garrett. Garrett barges around left end. He's on a rampage. Look at him go. Blockers escort him down the sideline. 30, 25, 20. He is hammering his way to about the Anna 13-yard line. That offensive line for the Versailles Tigers continues to get the job done. Dominic Bargy, Dan Waymeyer, the tackles, Andrew Kaiser, Zach Cordagna, the guards, Dominic Meyer at center. There have been some injuries along the line of scrimmage for both teams in the last couple weeks, so some subs are filling in there at those spots. Garrett again, toss sweep to the right. He's got a cavity. He surges through it down inside the five. Spilled at about the three, maybe the two. Let's see where it's marked for play. He did not quite get into the end zone. So it's going to be second down and the ball marked at the five. I said close to the goal line. I was mistaken. I mistook the goal line for the five-yard line. It's marked for play just inside the four. A jaunt of nine on the previous play, second and one. In the spread, Osborne takes the snap back at the nine, gives it to Garrett again. Garrett springs it to the outside. No hole in the middle. Fought to the pylon. He's at the corner of the field and in for the touchdown. Joel Garrett did a nice job. He strung the play out, kept bouncing off would-be tacklers. Got a key block or two down around the three. Touchdown, Tigers, who lead it 27-0. And Garrett on for the PAT to make it 28-0. Opening 3 minutes, third quarter. Fine touchdown run by Garrett from about 4.5 yards away. Garrett at his first kick deflected. This one is blocked. On rushing lineman from Anna from this side of the field crashed through and swatted down that kick. 27-0 Versailles, 9:30 left, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Chuck, a couple of two-quarter scores, high school games in the region.
Well, Tip leads Sydney 20-7 at the half. Riverside leads Lehman 14-7 at the half. Two really big football games.
Yes, very important in the Miami Valley League and the Three Rivers Conference. Kickoff by Versailles. Hops in the air at the 20. Anna reaches up to spear it. Returns it from the 16 to the 20 or 21. That's it. Good coverage by Versailles. Fine kickoff using the boundary to help. Tell you what, Chuck, this Versailles defense is so good. Marion Local found out last week, gaining ground very grudgingly against the Tigers. Anna to the line of scrimmage at the 20. Anna now with three big turnovers in this game, and they've spelled the difference. a couple in the first half helped lead to a pair of Versailles scores. Chaffee, short drop out of the spread. No one open. He keeps, and he dives across the 20. Might have picked up one. Second down and 9. 3 minutes gone here in the third quarter. 21-0 lead for the Versailles Tigers. And when Versailles D knows Anna sooner or later's got to throw the football, Chuck, that makes it even tougher to throw the football.
Yeah, he needs to throw quickly because they're getting good pressure on him right now.
Chappie at his 14. Looks near sideline. Firing off the fingertips of the intended receiver down the near sideline. Jacob Taylor, the man for whom it was intended, has had a few on his fingertips tonight. Has not been able to quite finish the play.
Yeah, I think you got to try to get that second hand in there. You're not going to catch that hard of a pass with one hand.
Third and 9 for Anna, or the Rockets will have to punt and give it up again. Line of scrimmage just over the Rockets 20. One receiver right, one left. Osborne alongside Chappie. Chappie sprints right, throws into double coverage, and it's an over-the-shoulder catch by the Rockets near the midfield stripe. Woo! What a pitch by Chappie to Trey Heitkamp. That was brilliant, over-the-shoulder, NFL style.
Yeah, boy, that was a great throw and a great catch and really good coverage.
And the play went for, 27. From just over the 20 out to the 47-yard line, Versailles had two defensive backs bearing down on Heitkamp, who made a superb reception right in front of the Rockets bench. Inside handoff, Anna, good for 2 yards, stretching across the 50 to the Tigers. 49.5 was Osborne. Second down and 8. 8 minutes to go here in the third. Versailles 27, Anna nothing. Again, a couple scores. Chuck just shared those with you. Riverside 14, Lehman 7 at the half. That's a big Three Rivers Conference clash. Sydney down to Tip, 20-7 on the road at Tip in a Miami Valley League contest. Snap to Chappie, quick out to a receiver, hits his shoulder pad, pops in the air, he's spun around, ball falls harmlessly to the turf at the 44-yard line. I tell you what, Chuck, when the Tigers hit you, you know you've been hit.
Yeah, that pass, it got on him so fast, he could not get his head turned around quickly enough to make the catch.
Nope. Timing a little bit off on occasion here for Anna's pass game tonight.
But they're down 27-0, and I think they're playing better than when we watched them play Minster.
Yes.
So figure that one out.
Right. Yeah. Moving the ball. Here's a flat pass, offensive backfield, delivered by Chappie to Osborne. He catches back at his own 48, up the right sideline across the 50, and he's bumped out at the 47 of Versailles. Short advance. Fourth down for Anna, and every bit of 6 to go for a first down at the Tigers' 48-yard line. Well, if Anna has any hope of getting back in this game, it's got to sustain this drive right here and go down and get points. Fourth down for Anna. 47.5 of Versailles. Chappie pitches, right side, receiver on an out route, hauls it in, dead run, 41. It's Heitkamp, sprints to the 38 or 9, and he is toppled out of bounds, got the first down. First and 10 Rockets, 39 of Versailles.
That's just a pass. If you throw that properly, it can't be defensed.
Chappie, offensive backfield. He fakes. He's going to call his own number. Sprint around the right end. Hurdles a would-be tackler at about the 38. Got to the 36. It was not Osborne. It was Alex Chappie all the way, the quarterback for Anna. Small gain of 3. Second down and 7. 7:32 to go here in the third quarter. 21-0 Versailles. Anna to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Four, Shappy. He's had a hard time hooking up with Ofterhauer, his primary receiver on the season. Here's a pass. It is a quick slant. Receiver, yes, caught at the 29 to the 28-yard line. That was Ofterhauer, about whom I just spoke, on the receiving end. Moved the chains. First and 10, Anna at the 28.
That quick pass, those outs and those little slants, they've been hitting them all evening.
Yes.
They just get in the red zone and they've struggled.
Versailles in that bend but don't break defensive style at the moment. 7 minutes left in the third quarter. 27-0 in favor of the Tigers over the Rockets, who have a first and 10 inside the Versailles 30. Here's a handoff on the play to the ball carrier, who slithers up the middle, gets to the 26, falls to the 25. Chappie kept it, the QB for the Anna Rockets, or maybe Alex gave it to Aaron, his twin brother. Minimal advance, nonetheless, second down and 7. Line of scrimmage right at the Versailles Tigers 25. 6:20 to go here in the third quarter. 21-0 lead, or I should say a 27-0 lead for Versailles. Man in motion across the formation to the right. The quarterback rolls that way. Shappie fires for a receiver down inside the 15. He fell on the sideline. Heitkamp, the man for whom it was intended, no good, incomplete pass. Stops the clock, 6:14 to go in the third. Third and 7 here for Anna. Line to gain is the 18 or 19 of the Tigers. Versailles to the line of scrimmage defensively. Ready for Anna to get the play call as we near the 6 minute mark, halfway through the third quarter. Shappie at the helm has Zach Osborne alongside. Short drop of Shappie. Here is a little hitch, far hash mark, and it's telegraphed. Ball arrives late. Defender gets a fist in there. It's Grease Dorn again.
He is an athlete. He timed that perfectly.
Clock stops, 6:10 left to go here in the third quarter. Fourth down and 7 for Anna. Line of scrimmage, the Tigers 25. That pass play may have been there had the ball gotten in the air sooner and arrived a second ahead of schedule. It did not. Grease Dorn got a mid in there and broke it up. Fourth and 7, Shappie looks middle of the field. Slant pattern, receiver Heitkamp on the dead run. Good, he catches at the 13. Spilled at the 11. First and 10, Anna outside the Tigers 10. Versailles leads at 27-0. 5:50 left to go here in the third quarter of play.
Well, Anna has 12 first downs now, and they're being shut out.
A first down figure, very deceiving. Anna's moved between the 20s and 30s, but three big turnovers by Anna in this game. Rockets yet to punch in a touchdown. Shappie throwing over the middle. It is tipped. It's on the rebound, almost intercepted by Versailles, 8 or 9 yards deep in the end zone.
I'll tell you what, I think if that ball wasn't tipped by the Versailles defender, it was going to be intercepted.
Yes. Yep. Yep, a linebacker got a mid on it at the goal line. If he doesn't, it looked like the cornerback or safety both had a shot at the pick for the Tigers in the end zone. Second down and 10 for Anna. Line of scrimmage, the Versailles 11. Tigers lead 27-0. Shappie, quick flat pass. Oh, it's a catch, then a lateral. It went for big yardage in the first half. This one is sniffed out by Versailles.
Boy, I tell you, not a lot of yard and room to run that play down there where they are right
nope.
now.
Little hook and lateral, short side of the field. Play went for a plus 3, third and 7 for the Versailles Tigers. 8-yard line of Versailles. You rarely see that play. When you do see it, maybe replaces a Hail Mary late in the game.
Yep.
We've seen it twice in 2.5 quarters tonight.
Yeah, you don't normally see it this early in the game.
No. Here's Chappie back to pass, looks left, no one home. He's going to run. He eats up yardage around right end, got down inside the 5. Could get a first down at the 1. It is spotted out at the 3. It's going to be 4th and 2 for a first down. 4th and 3 for a touchdown for Anna. 4:46 to go, third quarter. For Sales, 27, Anna nothing.
What a great play by Chappie, because he had no one open. He had people in his face, and he still went out there and picked up some yardage.
Yep, he lugged it right through traffic. Got as close to the goal line as he could get. Rockets look to the home side of the stadium in the Anna bench for a play adjustment on 3rd and 2. Chappie in the pocket. He's got to step up and run. He meets resistance at the 5, scrambles, got to the goal line. Ball came loose. Who got it? Let's see what has been ruled. Referee from the near side runs in, says Anna got it back.
I think he said he was down.
Inside the 1, which means he picked up the first.
Wow.
How about that? Lucky play for the Rockets. Almost turnover number 4.
Yeah, he's really got to get some ball security, because that was his 3rd fumble. Luckily, they called him down, because if not, Versailles had the ball.
Right. 4:30 left, third quarter. 27-0 Versailles, and a goal to go. Inside the Tigers, 1. Chappie back at the 7. Takes the spread snap, hands to Osborne, right behind the center, and he plows in for the touchdown. Zach Osborne hammered away the final yard, and the Anna Rockets are finally on the board, 27-6, just over 4 to play here in the third quarter. Rockets with a new place kicker, Hengstler, on to boot. Ball spotted at the 10-yard line for Colton Hengstler, a 6'1 Frosch. Kick is up, and it's true. He's got it. Rockets missed their first 2 last week, missed their first 2 tries the week before against Minster. In fact, missed all 3 in that game. This kick by Hengstler is perfect, and it's 27-7 Versailles, just over 4 to play in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Well, Anna had a flurry of turnovers in the first half. Now the Rockets need a flurry of takeaways here in the second half.
Looking for the onside kick.
Yep, having just scored to make it 27-7, and it's a dribbler down to the 41, pops away from a Tiger who then twists and turns and falls on it back at the 39. 1st and 10, Versailles, 39-yard line. Final 4 minutes, 16 seconds of the third quarter of this game.
Colton Groff did a good job of following on that ball, because that was a line drive right at him.
Yes. Yeah, good effort by Groff. And he was alert to find the ball fast and plop on it to save the possession here for the Tigers, who have it 1st and 10 inside the Versailles 40. Versailles leads it 27-7. Here is Michael Osborne dealing to Blake Henry, the running back. Charges to the 42. He garnered 3 on the play. You know, we've been doing business for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's the Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, across from Brookins. Deb Gubo, the owner and stylist. Additional stylists, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40-year styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. It's our experience, but your style, and we'll help you create that style. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Osborne runs laterally across the width of the field, which is 53 yards from east to west here at Anna's Booster Field. He used every inch of it, outran the Anna defense, and got to the 48-yard line and a first down.
Well, I'll tell you what, that kid's got some quickness.
Boy, he uses his legs so well.
Just really makes good decisions.
Yes, he does. Brogan Steffi for the Minster Wildcats is so good at eluding up the middle. His first step is always forward in that pocket when he's under duress. Yep. And he's able to zigzag. Osborne turns it into a track meet around the corner. Running play Versailles right up the gut. And the ball carrier bowls for five to the 47 of Anna. Final 2:50 of the third quarter. 27-7 in favor of the Tigers. Henry on the last run. Boy, some very good quarterbacks in West Central Ohio. Midwest Athletic Conference has several of them. Versailles using as much of that play clock as possible. Second down, six to go for a first down. Osborne in the spread feeds his ball carrier, Henry. Henry bucks to the 47, shoved back. Third down upcoming, and every bit of six to go for a first down for the Tigers. 27-7 lead for Versailles. Again, last we heard, Sydney was trailing Chip in the third, 20-7. Riverside was in front of Lehman, 14-7 in the third. Possession play, third down and six for Osborne and company for the Tigers. Line of scrimmage, the Anna 47. Anna with defenders, six of them, spread laterally across the field a few yards behind the line. Toss weak to the left to Garrett. Garrett tries to turn the corner, meets resistance, and he is hit at the 42, decked right there. He generated three or four, setting up fourth down for the Tigers. Fourth down and about two to go for a first down at the Anna 42-yard line, and it's not the punt formation team that's on the field.
Nope, I wouldn't think so. Minute to go here in the third quarter. They may try to get him to jump off sides.
Versailles Tigers send in the play. And you're so right, Chuck. With 50 seconds and counting, Versailles may take a timeout before the fourth down play commences. Late in the third, under a minute to go. Versailles 27 and a 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Again, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, open Monday through Saturday. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Our experience, your style, and we will help you create that style at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. Fourth down and two for Versailles, 42-yard line of Anna. Final minute, third quarter play. Osborne under center, and his offensive line with a big thrust ahead, and Osborne bulldozes for four. First down, Tigers at the Anna 38.
That's when you just rely on that offensive line. Great job.
Dominic Bargy, 6'3", 220, a senior. Dominic Meyer, 6'3", 205, a senior. Zach Cordonier, 6'3", 205, a senior. I'm stuck on 6'3", 205.
That's what you got to be to play for him, I guess.
Big, strong, and athletic. Offensive line for Versailles. First and 10 Tigers. Line of scrimmage, the 37 of Anna. Low snap to Osborne, wants to pitch it. High throw, left side of the field. Jump ball down inside the 10. Anna may have made the interception. It was a 50-50 ball. Yes, Anna on the pick. Just outside the 5. Way down in the corner. And it might have been Aaron Shappy on the interception. Yep, it was. Ball a bit underthrown by Osborne. Great coverage by Shappy, who turned and found the ball. Chuck, that was the key to that interception.
You know what? The ball was there, and he made the play. The defense beat the offense that time.
So the Versailles Tigers turn it over. Anna's got it backed up, though, down around its own 6-yard line. Final 19 seconds of the third quarter. Alex Shappy takes the snap at his goal line. Quick pass, right flat. Caught at the 1. And the receiver storms up the sideline. May have gotten to the 10. It was Taylor on the catch and the spurt ahead. Out of bounds play. Use 4 seconds. 15.4 to go here in the third. Well-timed interception by Aaron Shappy of Anna seconds ago. He turned, found the football. He knew he was stride for the receiver, whose eyes got real big when he found the ball. That led Shappy to believe that ball was coming down. It was airborne. It had to be close. He made a dandy pick. Here is Anna on 2nd and 4. Alex Shappy curls off right tackle, picked up a couple. Under a second to go in the third quarter. There it is. That's the end of 3 periods. 3rd and 4 upcoming for Anna in its own end. Versailles leads as we start the 4th. 27-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgill-and-tangeman-fh.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because 3 generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Anna Rockets with 3rd and 4. I would think, Chuck, if Anna got 2 or 3 yards in this play, Anna would go for it, down by 3 touchdowns. And we start the 4th period. Shappy needs a positive gain here. He's back at the 6-yard line. Throws up the left side of the field. It's low, wide, no good. That was a poor time to misfire. And Anna now has a 4th and 4 deep in its own end. 12-yard line of the Rockets. And this play will decide this game. This might be the knockout punch delivered by the Versailles Tigers if the Versailles D gets a stop. 4th and 4, Anna. Line of scrimmage, the Rockets 12, must get to the 16 for a first down. Shappy's back at the 5 to throw. Pitches to a receiver in the backfield. Off his fingertips, no good. And Versailles takes over.
They had to go for it. They had a nice call play. The play called just threw that little high to him coming out of the backfield.
About the time we set in, a short passing game has been pretty successful. 2 blips in a row. And Versailles has it at more like the 13 with a 1st and 10. First minute, 4th quarter of this game. 27-7 Versailles. Two tight ends employed. Under center, Osborne. It's a run formation, and Garrett is twisted to the turf at about the 13 or 14. No, Ross Francis in for Garrett. Absolutely no gain. Might have resulted in a one-yard loss.
That was Aaron Shappy. That was a heck of a tackle, boy. That was picture perfect.
Textbook. Wrapped him up around the thighs and tied him up and dragged him to the turf. Second down and 10, Versailles, 13 of Anna. Osborne under center. Oh, he hides the ball, keeps, rolls around right end. Osborne tries to duck in around the edge, can't do it. Anna slows him down at the 10 or 11. It was actually Watron who got the ball. No, it was corrected by the public address. I was right the first time. The QB, Michael Osborne. Small advance, give him to the 10, third and 7 or 8 for Versailles at the Anna 10-yard line. 10:45 to go here in the fourth, 27-7 lead for Versailles. Tigers to the line of scrimmage, three receivers flanked way to the left. Are they decoys, or does Osborne throw it to one of them? Osborne looking, slant pattern, wide open, caught 2 yards deep in the end zone for the score. Well done by the Versailles Tigers as Osborne hit James Schmidtmeyer. It was a quick slant, and he had nobody around him. 2-3 yards to spare. Coverage was not tight at all. An easy 6-4 Versailles on a goal-to-go situation from about the, was it a 10-yard play, Chuck?
It was an 8-yard.
8-yard play. 8-yard touchdown strike. We'll highlight Wisebridge Wealth Management in a moment here. Extra point try by Joel Garrett of Versailles. Two have been deflected. A couple kicks blocked in this game by Anna. This one, though, is right down Main Street. 8-yard touchdown pass by the Versailles Tigers. Osborne to Schmidtmeyer. What a wise play call on third down from the 8. And that was the Wisebridge play of the third quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play called a Wisebridge. 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
I said third quarter, actually a big touchdown strike by Versailles here early in the fourth. 10:28 to go in the game. 34-7, Tigers in front. That was a short field touchdown score by the Tigers after Anna turned it over deep in its own end. Excellent kickoff by Versailles. Returned by Anna from the 3 out over the 25. And that's where the Rockets will start. First down, 10 yards to go. Chuck, I'm going to put you on the spot. Any score updates regarding Lehman and Sydney?
Let me look at my phone.
We'll do a quick check. No. It was 20-7 tip over Sydney in the third. 14-7 Riverside over Sydney in the third. Those were reports 8 or 10 minutes ago. First and 10, Anna. 10:23 remaining, fourth quarter of this game. The Rockets have the football. Mark for play up at the 25. Here's Shappy throwing behind the line of scrimmage. Caught at the 21. Run after catch out to the 29. That serves the purpose of an end sweep. It's a pass thrown overhead by Shappy, pretty much laterally behind the line of scrimmage. Occasionally, he dishes that off in front of him. Ball caught, maybe a step behind the line of scrimmage. Run forward for 6 by Osborne. Second down and 4 for Anna. Line of scrimmage about the 28 in the Rockets' end. It is 34-7 in favor of Versailles. Man in motion across the formation for the Rockets. Here, Chappie throwing a flare into the right flat. Caught up at the 34, out of bounds at the 36 or 37. Zach Osborne out of the backfield. Hauled in the hurl from Chappie. First and 10, 38-yard line of Anna. Rockets trail 34-7. Versailles has been very formidable again tonight after a slow start, cashing in on three first-half mistakes. Big turnovers by Anna. Here is Chappie wanting to throw, can't do it. Pocket collapses, and then he dashes out of the pocket, near sideline, into the Tiger bench at the 43 or 44. He advanced it for five. It's going to be third down and, or I should say second down and five to go. Chappie got half the 10 on that play. 9 minutes to go in the game. Versailles 34 and a 7. Two receivers flanked left for Chappie. Here comes blitz pressure for Versailles. Short drop is Chappie. Ball might have been tipped at the line of scrimmage. Heitkamp collects it anyway at the 50, and then he scurries out of bounds. First and 10 for the Anna Rockets, 48-yard line of Versailles.
15 first downs now for the Rockets in the game.
Isn't that something?
And 7 points.
Yep, first downs can be a significant stat, but if you don't punch the ball into the end zone
and you turn it three times,
you're going to get beat. 9 minutes to go in this game. Chappie on first and 10, low snap. Long, high fade, left side of the field. Is it Ofterhauer across the way at the 24? Marker down. Let's see what's been ruled. Anna reception is good. Who is the penalty against? Maybe a DPI, which will be declined?
Yes.
First and 10, Anna, line of scrimmage, the Versailles 23-yard line. Chappie knew whom he was going to right away. He took the snap and arched that one across the field. Ofterhauer ran under it. First and 10 Rockets, 23-yard line of Versailles, and the Tigers get a timeout. 8:40 left in the fourth, 34-7 Versailles on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? I bet you do. You see, Infinite Details in Anna can refresh and revitalize your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Infinite Details will shampoo and fluff your interior carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking shine. We'll even brighten your headlights and make that weathered exterior plastic sparkle once again. Infinite Details Anna renews and restores your car's appearance inside and out. Infinite Details at 14555 State Route 119 East in Anna to the rear west side of Truck Stop 99. Any vehicle, your car, truck, or classic car is welcome at Infinite Details, the number one auto detailing service around. Phone 937-638-6520. That's 638-6520. Some work can be done while you wait. Mention Scores Broadcast and receive 10% off your next $100 detailing job at Infinite Details in Anna. Your car drives good when it looks good. From east to west, Infinite Details is the very best.
Anna Rockets on first and 10 from the Versailles 23. Throw a strike. Numbers, far side of the field, catch made. Advance of about 7 or 8 on the play as the CSX rolls through Booster Field again. Officials indicated illegal substitution. 28-28, Riverside and Lehman Catholic in the fourth quarter. That was one of those games, Chuck, that I did seriously consider covering. Although we've covered Lehman twice already, this is our second coverage of Anna. Big, big game. Riverside 5-1. Well, that could really vault Lehman Catholic in this region of D7. Uh-oh, here's another tip pass off the fingertips of an Anna receiver at the 7 and a defensive back for Versailles on his tummy at the 4-yard line. Gets it on the rebound before it hits the turf. Anna continues to be plagued by miscues. First and 10 Tigers at their own 4. Final 8:28 of the fourth quarter. The lone score in this game by the Anna Rockets. A touchdown in the third. A one-yard run by Osborne. Or was it Chappie who scored the touchdown?
I think it was... let me look. It was Osborne.
Here is Versailles, backed up inside its five. Loose football, rolling to near the goal line. Tigers jump on it. Versailles averting disaster. Loss of two from the 2.5 back to the half-yard line. Second down, 12 for Versailles. 8 minutes to go in the fourth. 34-7 in favor of the Versailles Tigers. And you can bet Osborne will go under center, play it close to the vest, use Henry or Garrett in the offensive backfield. Running play, stoned at the one. What little hole was there got plugged up right now.
All I can see is a wall.
Backs of green jerseys in there on the stop. Third down, no gain. Call it third and 12 for Versailles. Line of scrimmage about the Tigers' 1.5-yard line. Here's where the defense needs to rise up and somehow get a strip and claw that ball away. Osborne under center. He's in the end zone, though. The ball's on the one. Hands off right tackle. It is Henry or Garrett knifing out to the four. Punting situation for the Tigers. 6:58 and counting late in the fourth. Anna should get good field position. Boy, Rockets have had the ball down inside red zone territory, what, at least three times in this game? Four, counting the points that they scored in the third quarter. Here is the punt by Boland of Versailles from 9 yards deep in the end zone. Hauled in by Aaron Chappie at the 39. Look at him go to work. Outside the numbers, far side of the field, inside the 30. And he is hit and dropped at the 21-yard line. Anna in business, but running out of time. Down to 6:26 to go here in the fourth quarter. 34-7 in favor of Versailles. Perhaps a shaken up player will return in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery powered, street legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Yep, last I heard, Chuck, Reds led 7-0, although 9-0 several days ago wasn't good enough. Anna to the line of scrimmage, first and 10, 21 of Versailles. Running play, Osborne. Jab step to the left, jukes. Hurdles a man, gets inside the 20 to the 16. Good hard-nosed run by Zach Osborne of Anna. He's got the lone touchdown of the night for the Rockets, who trail 34-7. He blasted in from a yard away. That will be our Wisebridge play of the second half in just a moment. Here comes Chappie to the line of scrimmage. Does he give it to the ball carrier? No. Chappie keeps outside left tackle, and he cracks down to about the 11 or 10. He's got the first down. Goal to go for Anna. 1 yard touchdown run by Zach Osborne of Anna here in this half. The wise play call turned in by the Rockets. That is Anna's only touchdown of this game. And that was the Wise Bridge play here in the second half. Make your next play with Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wise Bridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play. Call to Wise Bridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. WiseBridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Anna hustles up to the line of scrimmage. First and goal from the 10. And then a timeout is ultimately taken. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. We provide the latest up-to-date technology and support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank. Here is Chappie in the offensive backfield. Stutter step, almost goes down, regains his balance, charges inside the five, down close to the goal line. Goal to go for Anna inside the three, maybe at the two. Osgood Bank with various locations. Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. We provide the latest up-to-date technology and support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank committed to providing people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, osgoodbank.com. 4:17 to go in the game. Anna to the line of scrimmage. Goal to go from the two. Handoff, right tackle. Yes, touchdown. It is Zach Osborne plowing in from a couple yards away to make it 34-13. Versailles in the lead. Just over four to go in the contest. Anna Rockets on to try the point after. It is a freshman booter who has taken over this week. He's got the extra point place kicking chores. Colton Hexler, 6'1 freshman, kick up and away, and he's got it. Well, with two straight boots tonight by Hexler, he's probably deserving of holding on to that job. Just over four to go in the game. Versailles in front, 34-14 over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Chuck, a scoring update as we return to action here at Anna.
The tip is running all over Sydney tonight down at tip, 47-7 in the fourth quarter. Missing Spradling, tip City, or Sydney really missing an outstanding athlete.
Well, when you play the better half of the MVL, you need Spradling, that's for sure. Greenville was an opponent last week that Sydney clobbered. And now Sydney's got a string of Butler and Piqua and Troy after tip tonight.
Right. Yeah, but they didn't do them any favors with the schedule.
No. Nope. And the injury came at the wrong time to Spradling, that's for sure. Last we heard, 28-28, Lehman and Riverside at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. That was in the fourth. Big Three Rivers Conference clash. Onside kick tried by Anna, recovered by the Tigers, who have it first and 10 at their own 49. And stalemating the running play is Anna's defense right at the point of attack. Bolin, who does the punting for Versailles, is in the offensive backfield right now. No gain, second and 10. As we head toward the four-minute mark here in the fourth quarter.
Well, six rushes here in the fourth quarter for Versailles. They have 1 yard. They had four no gains minus two, and had a three-yard rush.
I think their objective is eat the clock.
And get on the bus and go home.
Right. Snap back to Osborne. Handoff. Inside running play. Nothing doing. Anna halts it. 49-yard line. 3:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. And a timeout is called. 20-point lead by the Tigers. Just over three to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Yeah, you won't believe the savings at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Always major price cuts on DeWalt Power Tools. Plus, you get free granite countertops for your kitchen with the purchase of solid wood raised panel cabinets. And you can save on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Here's Osborne way back behind the line of scrimmage for Versailles. And then he airs one out for Watron. Oh, what a play. What a play. Watron caught it at the 20, sprinted to the end zone. Wow, is he fast. Osborne pulled a Houdini in the offensive backfield. Watron, the receiver, did not give up on the play. Osborne bought time, and he hit Watron on a play that goes, what, 50 yards, Chuck?
51, yes, sir. Woo! He's thrown two passes in the fourth quarter. 8-yard touchdown pass, 51-yard touchdown pass.
That last week, both TDs for Versailles through the air to Meyer and Bergman, touchdowns against Marion Local. Two more TD strikes through the air by Osborne tonight. Extra point try by Garrett. It is inside the right upright. He's got it. Versailles tacks on another touchdown. Osborne on third and long extricated himself out of trouble in the offensive backfield. Found time, bought seconds, rolled way across field, and hit Watron, who out-hustled the Anna secondary. Another touchdown, PAT good, 41-14 Versailles. 3.5 to go in the fourth. So don't forget special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yanks you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware on scoresbroadcast.com. Your one-stop shop for home improvement is Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. Don't forget the kitchen cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware are one-half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Kickoff by Versailles, bouncing. Anna scoops it up at the 16. Uh-oh, might have been a horse collar. Don't think it was a headgear grab. Tackle made at the 18-yard line, no flag. First and 10, Anna.
I think he's telling him that he got his hand inside the face mask, but there was no call.
49-0. Marion Local beats Fort Recovery. 34-8, Minster over Parkway. St. Henry upset New Bremen by a final score of 13-10 in the MAC. Here it's 41-14 in favor of Versailles. Chappie retreats to the four to throw. Screen pass right flat. There's a jolting hit by a defensive man for the Tigers up at the 21-yard line. Tackle made on Osborne. It was Bergman who applied the hammer on Osborne, who picked up a little more than 10. He got 11, and it's a first down. 3:16 to go in the game, 41-14 Versailles. Ball shy of the 30. Anna offensively sends Chappie into the pocket, fires behind his receiver. It's been a good short passing game at times for Anna tonight, and a poor one at times.
It has been their strength. They haven't really beat anybody down the field, but their short passes have been, I like the scheme. They run somebody deep, run somebody underneath behind him, and it's been effective. They're down 41-14, but still it's been kind of effective.
3:07 left to go here in the fourth. Rockets have a second and 10. Line of scrimmage, the Anna 27. Anna looking for a late cosmetic score here. Chappie throws again to the right, and somebody along the defensive line for Versailles got a paw up and a piece of that thrown ball. It falls short of the mark. 3:04 left in the game. Clock stops. 41-14 in favor of the Tigers. Anna had a good rushing game last week from the quarterback Aaron Chappie, but behind on the scoreboard all night long tonight. Anna has not been able to allow Chappie to tote it much. Here's a long throw, airborne. Boy, there's DPI big time by Versailles over at the 41-yard line as the intended receiver, Ofterhauer, was tackled as that ball was flirting with the harvest moon.
Yeah, it was almost that high.
And then on the way down, Ofterhauer was taken to the turf. Foul coming up against Versailles. Of course, unlike the NFL, the penalty marked off from the line of scrimmage. First and 10, Anna, 43-yard line. Clock shows 2:58 to go in the fourth. 41-14, Anna trailing Versailles, which will advance to 6-1 on the year and drop Anna below 500 at 3-4. Running play, ball carrier manages to scoot through a small opening. It's Aaron Chappie sliding ahead to the 46. Second down and 7 for the Rockets. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website for an update on what game we will cover next week, probably at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, as the Sydney Yellow Jackets will play Vandalia Butler. Sydney losing big tonight at tip. That is a huge game for Sydney next week. May go a long way to defining the Yellow Jackets season. Quick look in, slant, no good at the Versailles 48-yard line intended for Heitkamp.
Brings up a third down and 7 for the Rockets.
Sydney continuing to play without Spradling. And I think it was a collarbone sprain. That's vaguely what I heard.
Yeah, he's still in a sling.
Yes.
And usually a collarbone is a good 6 to 8 week recovery. So,
2:17 to go here in the fourth. Second down and 7 for Anna. Line of scrimmage, the Rockets 46. Chappie at his 39. He's going to take off and run. Oh, the Versailles Tigers are alert. They grab him around the ankles. Pull him to the turf at the 44. Loss on the play. Fourth down coming up for Anna. Fourth and more like 9 to go from the Rockets' 44-yard line.
They're going to wave the red flag or white flag and punt, which is the smart move.
Yep, here comes the punt team. Aaron Chappie back at his 35-yard line to take the snap from center. Timeouts remaining, one each way. Will be no real reason for either team to use a timeout in the waning 90 seconds of this contest. Kick by Aaron Chappie. angles it near sideline. Well done. Beautiful kick. Oh, my goodness. It hits at the 7, heads toward the sideline, tight ropes the boundary, stays inbounds by an inch the last 5 yards, and goes into the end zone.
There you go. I'm glad you had the play-by-play, because what I saw was a kick and a wall.
Yeah, you couldn't see around the corner of the press box.
And then there's a guy with a big head standing there, too, so that doesn't help.
Like, I can't see the 50-yard line because of the board.
The glare.
Between the split windows.
Yeah.
Final 1:24 this game. Versailles takes over, and it will be go-to-the-knee time. And that will do it. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Barker Insurance, outstanding sponsor on the air 15 years, stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker's been one of the most valued agencies in the region. Phone 937-492-1857. See how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. 50 seconds to go and counting. 41-14, Versailles in the lead. Tigers milking the play clock, which is still at 14-13. Thanks to a new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wise Bridge. 937-518-1776. Versailles Tigers had the takeaways going tonight. Anna turns it over too much. And Versailles romps past Anna, 41-14. Versailles advances to 6-1 on the year. Anna 3-4. One loss for the Tigers, who are second in Midwest Athletic Conference play. Anna drops to 2-3 in league action. We'll return with her post game, and we'll wrap it up in a moment from Anna's Booster Field, where Versailles subdues Anna tonight, 41-14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its 3rd generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Anna Rockets fall to Versailles, 41-14 final. Anna next week plays at Marion Local. It gets no easier. In fact, maybe it's even a little bit tougher.
By 1 point.
And Marion blanked Fort Recovery tonight. So Marion Local 7-0 hosts Anna next week. Meanwhile, the Versailles Tigers play St. Henry at home. St. Henry upset New Bremen tonight. Versailles Tigers now 6-1. Home with St. Henry next week. Anna now 3-4 is at Marion Local next Friday night. Chuck, let's take a look at some of the numbers, highlights of this game.
Well, it's 285 total yards for Anna for the game, 345 for Versailles, 14 first downs for the Tigers, 18 for the Rockets. The difference is 4 turnovers by Anna, only 1 for Versailles. There's a difference in your ball game. And if you're looking at the Clancy's players of the game, for Anna, I'm going to go with Zach Osborne. I thought he played well on both sides of the ball. And the other side, A.J. Greensdorn. He was a monster.
Yep, two very good picks. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Welcome back to Anna's Booster Field, where tonight the Versailles Tigers defeated the Anna Rockets 41-14. I apologize to our listeners. Several minutes ago, I gave a partial score of 28-28 Riverside Layman Catholic. In fact, it's 28-14 Riverside in the fourth quarter of that game, 28-14 Riverside over Layman. And Tip was having its way with Sydney tonight. Sydney will be our feature game next week, more than likely, at home against Vandalia Butler. That could be a make-or-break game for the Yellow Jackets season and their bid to win the MVL. Overall, there were four teams with the same record in the MVL going into play tonight. Troy was beating Xenia
badly,
in a score we provided you earlier. But Tip over Sydney tonight, a lopsided score. Sydney dropping to 4-3. Big game next week at home against Vandalia Butler. That's the one we'll probably cover. Here tonight, Anna drops to 3-4. Versailles raises its record to 6-1 and will continue its stranglehold on the number one spot in the state in Division 6 football. Chuck, Anna moved the ball pretty well between the 30s. Couldn't punch it in often enough when they had the chances.
They had 18 first downs. That's a lot of first downs.
That's a bunch. Joe Burrow and the Bengals would love to have that many.
They would like eight.
But, wow. When you turn it over as much as Anna did.
Yep. In crucial spots, threw an interception in the end zone early that would have given them a 6 or 7-0 lead. Fumbled on their own 5 or 10 and got it ran back in for a touchdown. Just too many mistakes.
What, in the two games we covered, Anna Minster, Anna Versailles, Anna probably 9 turnovers in those two games combined.
They've had a bunch.
How many tonight? Total 4?
They had 4 tonight.
I think 4 or 5 in the Minster game. I think.
I don't think I have that one.
Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website. More than likely, Sydney at home against Vandalia Butler next week. Thanks to our great online audience, which was with us all night long tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night to you from here at Anna's Booster Field. For Sales Tigers 41, Anna 14.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.